You're listening to a previously recorded episode of The IT and the D Show.
Broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is episode 149 of the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud this week. The one and only IT and the D Show. We have an awesome guest lineup tonight. We have Matt Turner and Scott here from United Shore. Going to be talking all things recruiting and development inside one of the bigger mortgage companies you'll ever see. Last but not least, we got Dan here from the Metro Detroit Visitors Bureau talking about Visit Detroit. Whole bunch of cool events coming up in the city. And talking events, food scene, all that.
And depicting the D.
And hashtag depicting the D. Dave, you may fire when ready.
You're listening to the IT and the D Show, the number one technology podcast on SoundCloud. This week.
Now witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational battle station.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
You're listening to the IT in the D Show.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. Whatever the hell that is.
Just where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
I used to hang out at the Mugumbu Bar. It was a rough place, the seediest dive on the wharf, populated with every reject and cutthroat from Bombay to Calcutta. It's worse than Detroit.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT in the D.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bumhole?
Exactly.
Come on.
What the hell with this? I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the D Show.
Hi, this is Ralph Macchio, and you're listening to IT in the D Show. Wax on, you know what.
Bob loves it in the can.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, John Kreese from the Karate Kid movie. And you're listening to IT and the D.
Yes, that's it!
Are we at a break yet?
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
You're in your underwear, I'm in my underwear. Hey, let's hang out.
No, I'm sorry, honey, I have a headache.
I definitely want to see Bob in his underwear, that's a fact.
That's why I like it in the can.
Which kind of scares the shit out of me.
Shut up, Barry.
Hello, everybody, this is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. I'm a techie, I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT and the D.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
It's just too big. It's way too big.
We got screwed at the same time. Yeah.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going or should I stop?
We just lost our clean tag on iTunes.
This is Robert Hayes, a Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Mugumbu Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
My name is Michael Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Man. You're listening to IT and the D. Come.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up?
Now buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
If you made it through the entire intro segment without fast forwarding, drink yourself a shot. You deserve it. This is episode 149 of the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud this week.
This week.
The one and only IT in the D Show. We are broadcasting live out of Studio One here in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. Find us online, itinthed.com. Shout out to Randy and Ian filling up Twitter, hashtag IT in the D. Give us a like on the Facebook. Download our app on Apple or Android, Podcast Detroit. We have close to 60 shows right now, a live music channel, pretty exciting stuff going on. And do us a favor, find us on iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave us a review. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And yeah, we have two awesome guests. Segment two, we're going to be joined by Dan Turner and Scott from United Shore Group. We're going to be talking all things recruiting, development.
Dan. And
Matt Turner.
Matt Turner, what did I say?
Dan Turner.
Did I say Dan?
Who's Dan Turner?
And we have Dan here from,
a little bit later.
From the Metro Detroit Visitors Bureau talking all things Detroit. Now the whole show is messed up for me now.
That's it. Start it over.
Mulligan.
Bunch of shows, a bunch of events coming up in Detroit. Dan is our liaison to the Detroit nightlife scene.
He's the D part of IT and the D, right?
And beyond.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
D stands for Detroit, you know.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
It's depict the IT and the D.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, before we get started, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Atlassian. So I got to tell you a little bit a story about a day in the life of me, an IT manager. So this morning I woke up and I updated my Confluence articles, basically posting all the stuff that went wrong in my enterprise this last week so I could review them with my other team. So Confluence is an Atlassian product that helps me kind of stay organized. It's the most awesome chat slash kind of wiki style data repository. So all of our enterprise documentation is in Confluence. So after I did that, I hopped in Jira, I updated all my bugs, make sure that my production impacting bugs are flagged the right way so that I can yell at my dev teams later. And then I got into HipChat and shot the shit with my team all morning long, and maybe then actually did some real work. So Atlassian basically allows companies in DevOps to get work done. If you're a DevOps team, if you're doing development, if you are an IT team that needs to keep their stuff organized, it's basically the most amazing suite of products to help you go from startup to enterprise. Over 50,000 companies use Atlassian products, and you should too. Companies like Facebook and NASA and Cisco and eBay and Toyota and Kaiser Permanente, all the big guys are using it. So to help your IT team work better, Atlassian products are the way to go. So team up to create what's next. Go to Atlassian.com, that's Atlassian.com, and sign up for a free trial for their products like HipChat and Confluence and Bitbucket and Jira, and team up to create what's next. You know, the great thing about their products is that they all work together, so everything's integrated, and there are 22,000 add-ons to make them work even better and integrate with things that you're already doing. So thanks for your support, Atlassian. Visit once again Atlassian.com, Atlassian. Thanks for your support.
And ever since we started getting sponsored by Atlassian, that is the sponsored post on my Facebook on every other ad.
I love their stuff. And I'm like,
oh, there's definitely a correlation.
Dude, so good.
They hear me talking. They see me rolling. They hate me. So hear me out for a second. Remember all those years when you would get texts from someone on Facebook, whether it be a family member or a friend, like I'm stuck in Italy. Can you give me money?
Those were really good. They were actually really effective too, right?
Well, this whole thing came down and the numbers came out and it astounded me. The little time this guy got for what he's done, he hacked apparently over 500,000 accounts.
Whoa.
Right? Posing as Aunt Susie and Cousin Jimmy and trying to get the grandpas to wire him money.
He apparently compromised all the accounts, just straight up phishing, like he would just get people to give them his password.
Yeah, yeah.
Or give them their password, take over their account, and away they would go.
From there, he sent over 27 million messages through 500,000 compromised accounts.
That seems like a lot of fraud, right? So how much time did this guy get in prison?
2 years.
Oh, bullshit.
Years
and
in
a
prison.
Half.
Oh, not a half at that point. It's like 2 years, though. Like, for crying out loud, it's like you committed murder. That's about the same time you get for, like, mass murder in this country. But, like, seriously, you think all of that, like, Who, the next guy's going to go, well, I'll take my chances if it's only 2 years. No one's going to miss me.
Because how much money did he get out of it versus the time that he spends in jail? Yeah, why not?
I'll just tell people I went to Europe. No one will miss me.
Right, I'll be gone.
Right, exactly. I'm taking a little trip. Whatever. But, like, are you kidding me? All that time that are all, you know, the heartache or whatever the hell this guy caused, 2 years. Like, literally, you set an awful precedent.
So there are 500,000 grandmas around the world who have lost their entire savings, and all the guy gets is 2.5 years. Yeah. I'll F that. No, yeah. Not okay.
My grandpa wired someone like $5,000 because I thought he was my dad.
Oh, no.
See, and so this guy got it. See, it's part of his settlement fund.
It was something like $300,000 in restitution that went along with it. But, yeah.
Your grandpa paid for his lawyer fees.
Right.
And we swore we'd never talk about Chewbacca Mom again.
That's last week, right?
Yes, and it's getting worse.
Bad. It's the story that will not die.
No. She's got her own action figure. Hasbro licensed her likeness, and she has like a 12-inch doll with her face on it with the mask.
Stop.
And it says her catchphrases.
Chewbacca Mom probably needed 12 inches, but.
Like, I need to have an action. You know what? I'm buying one for the studio. You all can kiss my ass. And we're going to push her. She's going to sit right on the mixer board right next to C-3PO. Push her butt belly, and she's going to go, like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I read it. It has phrases, right? It has like, things that.
All the crap she said. Like, it's not me. It's the mask. Like, so you can play it over and over and over until your hair falls
head explodes. Yeah.
Exactly.
So from the dumb theft department, and I swear this was a Seinfeld episode, they busted a guy coming into the state of Michigan with, I believe it was 10,000 bottles and cans from out of state.
Ooh. Oh, that's been going on for years.
Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode?
That's what he said. It was a Seinfeld episode. Yeah. But so what made me laugh, though, so he got charged with multiple felonies over, do the math. So 10,000, let's assume you came from a 5-cent state and it's a 10-cent thing here.
Right.
That's $500. Even if it's a no deposit, you come here for 10 cents, that's $1,000.
That's a lot of work. You have to stand at the ghetto ATM and basically feed 10,000 cans into a damn machine.
Well, back in the day, you used to just be able to walk in. So, like, back when I worked in reclamation when I was like 18 years old for a beer distributor, and they'd already be crushed, right? And then they would bring them to the liquor stores, and they'd have 8 cases in there, which meant it was $19.20. But they were all Ohio because you'd go through them and you'd see all Ohio cans, which were no deposits. So, like, there was this huge racket going on where they'd sell them for $10 to the liquor stores. Yeah. Liquor stores would give them back to distributors for – but it was like $8, $10, $12, $15 million every year the state would lose in deposit slips. Or the distributors would lose, I'm sorry, in to state fees. Because they had to pay the state that money. Right, because it's a state program. So yeah, these distributors were out an obscene amount of money.
You know, I see this in two ways, right? So number one, you know, I hate going to the ghetto ATM. I call it the ghetto ATM for like $20 in cans. It takes me a half hour. I make $20. I'd rather just give them to kids collecting like cans.
Dude, what do you think has been happening with all the returnables that come out of this place?
You just leave them outside and free on them?
No, one of the neighborhood kids is doing like some school project.
Help them go to Spain.
Done.
Right,
you go.
Well, no, that mentally challenged guy, what's his name, Charlie or whatever.
Oh, yeah, now that school's over, we need something to do
with
him.
And he'll pick your cans up and he'll give you half the money back. That's his business.
But you know what's great about that, though, from a recycling standpoint, is that the state actually gets back 95%, I believe, of their recyclables, which is higher than any state in the United States because of this deposit. So it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, it kind of sucks, but...
Yeah, it is what it is.
Love you.
You know, I always love reminiscing about the days of old and the old IT stuff. And I love when I hear stories like this because it makes me laugh. So Joe Rogan's on his podcast and talking about Quake. And he said there was so much lag and like so much stuff going on at Quake, he got a T1 installed in his house. And apparently he was paying $10,000 a month for an actual T1 into his house in like the late 90s so he could play Quake lag-free.
Whoa, $10,000 a month for like a 1.5 or 4
megabyte. I might be the only one, but what is Quake?
So Quake was like – it's kind of like Doom first-person shooter, big map, you know, and it's like 8 versus 8 or whatever Quake was at the time.
She doesn't know what that is either.
I may be the only one, but what is Doom?
It's a video game. So this guy was making so much money on the sitcom scene. But here's where it gets funny, Nuri. I remember
drink whiskey out of a bra.
That too.
Yeah.
I remember selling T1s in 97 that were $1,000 a month.
So where did Joe Rogan live?
Apparently in the Hollywood Hills. But 10 grand a month he was paying. I was selling DS3s for 12 grand a month. He's like, an ISDN didn't cut it because it was only 128K. So I wanted to be lag free. I played Quake so much on my downtime that I'm paying $120,000 a year for a T1.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. But then everybody's calling him out on it. Like, couldn't have been true.
Wouldn't it have been cheaper for him just get a bunch of friends over on a LAN party and do it at his house?
That's what everybody said, too.
All right, do you remember my first LAN party? It was – I had a buddy of mine who had a trailer sitting in his front yard. And it had, like, a floor that had holes in it. So we had plywood boards down. And so we remember stringing, like, Netgear hubs up together and playing – God, was it Unreal Tournament 99?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. U2 99. Yeah. Yeah, all day long.
That was after hours at work.
We're installing IPX, SPX on work computers to play, like, Warcraft. Yeah.
So speaking of work, and, you know, we're all kind of like beholden to Microsoft Office. It is what it is, right? It's stuck with us. We have to use it. We're all on Outlook.
It seems like you're unhappy with Microsoft, Bob.
Problems? Well, now, so here's my life when I have to book. You can't just call people in my company. You have to book a meeting. Right, and you got to book a WebEx room or a telepresence room, or I have to book a meeting room at the office, or I have to say where the meeting's at. Right, there's a process.
Right.
So now Microsoft and Starbucks have teamed up where you can make your meeting room a Starbucks, and it's actually a thing. So the commercialization of Office has taken flight.
This is the first, right? What's next, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's meet at the massage parlor for a 5:30 sales summit.
In the parking lot in front of Podcast Detroit.
So you can book a room and order a latte at the same time.
Right. My latte better be waiting for me when I get there. And I don't want venti because that's 20. I want a large.
Is this like an Idiocracy latte?
It should be.
Now, Dave, are you booking a room or are you just booking
that's where we're meeting
in the open space?
No, you're booking that's where you're meeting.
Yeah, okay.
Like, but it actually, instead of typing in the where, and you type where, Panera, Starbucks, we do it all the time.
So this actually has no value otherwise than a Starbucks commercialization.
It's just a button. Yeah. Right. Because you type the address anyway.
Buy more Starbucks.
You don't get any coupes or anything. It's just, I'm going to Starbucks you're coming with me. And
but it's the easy button.
So.
If you're Bob, it's coupes.
Coupons. Cubes. But instead of going to Google Maps like all of us do and find the address and copy and paste it, now there's a button. There's an easy button for it.
Starbucks Royal Oak. It looks like you met one of the five following Starbucks.
Right. Totally. Enough.
Go to your local coffee house instead. This has been a public service announcement.
So another thing with things we love talking about is Ollie is self-driving cars. Have you seen Ollie?
Dude, those buses look so weird. It's like a tram at Disney World or something.
It's a 3D printed... It's actually the whole thing's 3D printed.
Which is cool as hell, seriously.
Self-driving. It's going to hit the U.S. this year.
Whoa.
But is it going – no, I didn't get too deep into it. Is it going to be on the streets or is it going to be in Disney?
I don't know, but
No, I'm just being
– Legit question.
Right.
Apparently they want to put together these – they call them micro factories. And so apparently you can print one of these things in about 10 hours and assemble it in one more hour. So technically, these buses can be anywhere. And I think the coolest part of this is that they're harnessing IBM's Watson for it. I mean, if it can beat humans in Jeopardy, I hope it can drive a car.
Interesting. No, but like I said, are they going to let it on the street?
I hope so.
We talk about this. What if it gets in an accident? Who's insured? Whose fault is it?
Watson.
Watson's fault? I get to sue Watson? No, but seriously.
And they're putting natural language in it, which is kind of cool, too. So you can actually like ask it questions and talk to it like, are we there yet? I'm sorry, Nuri, but you are not there yet. We'll be there in approximately 45 minutes.
So you can do that every minute?
Dude, all day, no, your totally. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? Dad, pull over. I have to
pee. Just load the kids up into it.
Yeah. We there. Like, how long? I do that to my kids every day. How long are we going to be there? 6 hours? No.
Never.
Like, don't. Yeah, exactly.
It's always my standard. When are we going to be there? Never.
But so, I mean, who owns it? It's 3D printed. These things are coming out like... They're easy to build.
I could see it like a franchise opportunity, kind of like totally. Domino's or something, right? Where I'm the local Ollie franchise, and we're starting in the Miami-Dade County or something. I think it's good stuff.
There's step one into delivering my things to my house.
Well, and they only hold 12 people, so I mean, they're good for like senior citizen communities, that kind of stuff.
So if you hit it, it's not that much collateral damage?
Well, right.
Well, they changed golf courses.
Elise is looking at me like I'm a terrible person.
Did you see the thing that they're putting in golf courses now?
Self-driving golf carts?
Like scooters.
The little rails that you have to use so the golf cart.
No.
But what if I shank hard to the left?
No, like, you know, my kid's got the Razor scooter, like the electric one?
Yeah.
Like, so the bag's in the front of the thing. Two handles, and you step on the razor, and you go. So you don't have two people to a cart. So like, the one guy that always drives, and he's an asshole, and he runs over your ball, and you know that's done. Now it's now if you run over your own ball, now it's not funny
that's
anymore.
That's part of the fun.
I feel like this is an episode of Silicon Valley. Is it?
No,
no,
okay. No. It's getting.
Is that still around?
It's getting funny, by the way.
Dude, I freaking love that show so much.
It's getting funny. It's the writing, Mike Judge, genius. Honest to God, if you're not watching Silicon Valley right now,
you're missing.
Yeah.
I can't see an IT guy in this country that's not watching it. I'm sorry.
And dying.
Right. Oh, for everything. And it's insanely accurate. And it's
I loved the which one did I just catch up with? The data center guys. All the trolls down in the data center that were just watching the lights blink and that kind of stuff.
Never
and
leave.
Yeah. Just with the look of death on their face, yeah.
So speaking of Silicon Valley, did you see the article that came out this week talking about sharing links on social media?
Oh.
So apparently
let's be clear.
All right.
None of this surprised me.
No, me neither.
Nor should it have surprised any of us.
So the article was that they came out with a survey and a study that said that if an article comes out on social media, 6 out of 10 people, 60% of folks will share it without reading it just based on the headline.
Wait, you mean clickbait works?
Clickbait totally works. That's why Gawker is still in existence. Oh, wait, hold on. Hulk Hogan, never mind. Oh,
that's right. They just declared bankruptcy. Yes. We didn't get to that story last week.
Rest in peace, Gawker. Yeah, nice knowing you. But no, we always joke about clickbait, and everybody says, oh, it's clickbait garbage, but then people share it.
But then ad dollars.
Yeah, so Science Post published a block, and basically it was nothing but lorem ipsum text.
Yeah, just the standard default Latin nonsense that comes,
I believe it.
And 70% of Facebook users only read the headline before commenting.
Yeah.
So headlines
are important.
Headlines are super important, that should tell you. Traditional media, you're dead. You're dead.
But now traditional media is using clickbait. Look at all the crap, half the crap the Free Press and everybody else is putting out. It's all toilet right now.
How do you
now.
Think we get so many to pick the deers?
You're right.
Here's the hashtag. Like misunderstanding of the hashtag, number one. Number two.
You were talking about dicks.
So I'm sorry. I had to walk out for a sec. Work call. Did we talk about booking meetings at Starbucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Without a reservation feature,
just keep going. Yes,
or a latte, no.
Just keep going. Yes.
Did you hit your favorite story of the week?
Which one?
Queen Elizabeth's beautiful dress.
No.
So in case you missed the internet happening,
this is reasons we hate the internet until
we love the until this happens, we love the internet. Bodie McBoatface, Queen Elizabeth's dress.
Right, exactly.
She literally wore a dress that was the color of the green screens. That you see
solid,
in
solid,
like no decoration, no, just that green.
You know, because I'm an American, I can say that the dress was ugly as hell.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I'm sure somewhere I'm sure Queen Elizabeth is going. You know, in the old days, I could have had these bastards beheaded.
Yeah, she looked like the Riddler.
So there was the Riddler. They put her in a bat suit. They put her with like a weather map on.
I
her.
They pizza. If I were queen of something, I'd be like, I don't give a something. I'll wear this. Yeah, I'd wear that. Whatever. If I were queen of something, for sure.
Oh, but then, like, everyone, there was the...
You're queen of England. Are you kidding? I'd wear whatever I wanted.
The Channel 20 at 2 in the morning screen.
Right.
It was, like, the whole... Like, there was nothing they didn't... That was a funny thing yesterday. I finally got my dad to laugh. It's so hard to make that man laugh at this day without watching Smokey and the Bandit with him. But we're sitting here at Father's Day, and... He always laughs at the same three jokes in Smokey the Bandit, but damn it if he doesn't laugh at the same three jokes. There's a lady, we're watching soccer, there's a woman walks in front of us, and I said, that woman's dressed up like an Arizona iced tea can. And he goes, the hell are you talking about? I pull up the tea can in my phone, and I like walk it with her, and it's the green tea, like with a light green with the flowers, and he just starts pissing his pants.
It's a very attractive like, can.
It's just the crap that...
Those are the moments you live for.
Yeah, it reminded me of the damn Queen Elizabeth with her stupid green screen dress. But no... And then we hate Anonymous, and then we love Anonymous. And it's like, you know what I learned this week? That ISIS has Twitter accounts. It's like,
oh, no, because we've talked about this before, because it's not the first time they've gotten hacked.
Doesn't Twitter, like, stop, like, spam and porn shit? Yeah, they leave this go?
Again, in case you missed it, so after the Orlando incident happened, ISIS came out and tried to take credit for it. Anonymous stepped up and said, oh, well, then all your Twitter accounts belong to us, and we're just going to flood them with gay porn. So, like, here's my biggest question with this whole thing is how is it that we can't find ISIS. But yet, like, I can tell some 9-year-old that I'm playing Call of Duty against, that I'm going to buy his house and nail his mom, and he can find me and SWAT my house.
Oh.
And, like, these guys can find ISIS, but we can't. Like, how? Why?
I was using my ISIS Twitter account from a coffee shop that I booked on my Outlook meeting.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I yeah, don't get it.
It's like, delete it. It's like, how many times have people, like, seen it and reported it? It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, and the NRA Twitter account got hacked as well. I thought that was rather beautiful.
As it should. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Matt and Scott from United Shore Group talking all things corporate IT. This is the IT and the D Show, and we will be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D Show.
ITinTheD.com.
You're listening to a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
Welcome back. This is segment 2 of the IT and the D Show, episode 149. We're broadcasting live in Studio 1 in beautiful podcast Detroit, Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy here with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. Find us out online, itandthed.com. Randy and Ian are filling up Twitter, /ITandTheD. Find us on Facebook. We are everywhere now. I think there isn't any place you can't find
us.
We're
even in your mom's house.
We are.
Don't ask.
If your mom had Stitcher, we would be at your mom's house on her iPhone.
I told you when I did the kids like carnival thing with the remote podcast gear, the little girl said, oh, yeah, my mom listens to your show. What? So we are. We are in your mom's house.
Hey, it's a little bit early, but if you want to mark your calendars, July 21st, we're going to be back down in Detroit in Greektown at the Firebird Tavern on the second floor. Awesome venue, great
food.
Love
that place.
Yeah, Tony's been great. He's great to work with. It's a really cool bar. Third Thursday, the 21st, Firebird Tavern, 5 o'clock until question mark.
The Euro pierogi that we always die for there?
They something.
Yeah.
It's yummy. There's lots of things.
This is true.
Yeah. But, I had a good weekend. Had a good segment one. This is – we're having fun.
Yeah, we did. We had two shows that were running simultaneously earlier. We got three studios up and running here. We got the new table coming in tomorrow to make sure everything's good to go. But yeah, everything's pretty solid.
As Hannibal said, I love it when a plan comes together.
Exactly.
It's like, wait, you say what you do and it works?
Yeah, then you actually do that. And then that's how that's supposed to happen.
It's crazy. Yeah. You don't just talk and then it doesn't happen?
Yeah.
It's craziness. But hey, we got a couple awesome guests. They've been hanging out with us since the early days. We had dinner together, the whole nine. Next door, there's all the good Mexican places are in refurbished Taco Bells and Pizza Huts. I've come to that conclusion in town. They're not just like the freestanding building or in like a plaza. They have to be in like a refurbished Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got Matt Turner here and Dan Fuoco from United Shore Group hanging out.
Dan's here from Visit Detroit.
From Visit Detroit.
Scott's here. I'm reading down. Am I not brain dead today?
You didn't get the segment in the episode mixed up yet. So
Dan's from Visit Detroit. He'll be here the segment three. But we got Matt Turner and Scott here from United Shore Group. Can we? We don't edit this show because it's the way it's supposed to be. I read stories of podcasters that spend days editing,
eight hours editing their half hour show every day. No, that's
you
not
roll
us.
With
no.
it.
No, we screw up and we're human. And yeah.
So, Matt, what the heck's going on?
So, it's been a pretty crazy year and a half for me at United Shore since I joined. And
so, for those that don't know what United Shore is, give a high level overview and we can go from there.
So, we are the number one wholesale lender in the country of mortgages.
On
so.
SoundCloud or in general?
This week?
Just mortgages. I'm kidding. So, wholesale mortgages.
Yeah. So, instead of working directly with, you or Dave, we work with loan originators and brokers. So they come to us looking for a product and we help them get into a loan, and hopefully we do that 57,000 times this year.
So loan originators are like, say if I'm a local office of people helping folks get into mortgages.
Basically.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Got it. So yep. I'm not affiliated with a bank. I'm not affiliated with like...
You drive down Woodward, you'll see probably three or four of them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Neat.
But essentially, we help them with a product, and we do that, you know, hopefully 57,000 times this year, and that ends up being 57,000 people into new homes and about $15 billion in originations for us.
So, I mean, you know, I've been to your office in the past. You guys have a pretty massive data center, huge IT staff. I guess talk to me about what's going on from a technology front.
Yeah, so like I said, since I joined, I've added over 120 people to the company, and that's been the last year and a half.
Development, data center mix?
Everything. Right now, the big push has been in development, and Scott is one of our senior developers. So far this year, I've added 44 people to the company. So
wow.
Big push.
So, Scott, are you guys building apps? Are you building internal, external customer-facing? I mean, I guess walk me through that.
So the big thing right now is our external broker-facing app. Most mortgage companies will buy an off-the-shelf product, and we did when we were smaller, but we had the foresight to say that we're going to grow our business through IT. So we made the decision to create our own. So we are taking functionality out of this heavy customized third-party software, and we're building a .NET application piece by piece by piece. We have a huge rollout going out tomorrow for our underwriters. It's been about 15 months in the making.
Okay.
That is going to completely help our underwriters get loans through the process a lot faster so we can do a bigger volume.
Yeah, you were saying you guys actually run a .NET users group.
Yes, so Thursday of the month.
Yep, every third Thursday of the month we run it at United Shore.
Yeah, you compete with us. What time is yours?
5 to 7 right
we
now.
We hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
we're trying to find. We've been messing around with the times to try to find out what's best for people to come in. We want to get more external support. We have most of our developers join that group. A lot of people in IT, but we get some good speakers in who speak at the gang. If you guys are familiar,
yeah, absolutely.
We've had the guys in for Angular, TDD, Azure, machine learning. So it's been good so far.
We'll do some lightning talks, and you know, we'll bring in these big hitters from Microsoft or whatnot to guide us through new technologies and different things that are going to help us as developers to be better at our jobs. And what was started as an internal group, we have now opened up to the public. And we have a Facebook page, and we put our events out there, and people are more than welcome to sign up.
What's
the
Facebook page?
It's Troy Usernet. User group?
The TNUG.
It's a TNUG. Troy.net user group is what it is.
Okay.
Yep. And we have a Facebook group for that. And if you're interested in an event, you can just order tickets right there and come on up to United Shore.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. We see, like, we talk about, you know, if you're a history major in college, just knock it off and go learn .NET. If you're, you know, if you're a .NET developer and you're coming to a meetup and you don't have a gig, and it's like, well, wait, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, these days it's almost insane to not, you know, it's almost like the not saying it's a job out of high school. You still have to learn a skill, but it's if you know .NET, you don't have a gig in this town. You know,
it's your own fault.
You're doing something wrong.
Talk to Matt Turner.
Right, exactly. But are you guys Java too? Or I mean, are you just amazed?
Yeah, you know, we dabble in a little bit. You know, it's mainly you know, your JavaScript framework. You know, just through .NET.
I mean, front end is Bootstrap 3, yep, with you know, jQuery,
the Razor engine,
sure.
MVC. I mean,
getting
that's really
into
what
some
we're
Angular
doing now.
Stuff, but mostly
you're following every word of the talk about.
MVC,
right, right there.
What? Yeah,
I'm just teasing.
I know what stuff is.
So typical.
He's not as dumb as he looks.
He couldn't be.
He makes me out to be.
Yeah, he is.
The great thing about IT is, you know, we're not adverse to new technologies as they roll out. And anything that can make us better or more efficient, we're going to look at it. And we're going to take it seriously if, you know, they pitch it. And we have some great developers on our floor that have some great ideas. And we seriously take a look at those ideas.
Well, that's kind of a relatively new point of view for anybody in the financial space in particular. I mean, you had a lot of the banks and financial institutions in general didn't want to get off that which has worked for 20 years for 50 years. I mean, it's good to hear.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no mainframe at United Shore, so.
Well, it's gotten to the point where
it's gone.
Right. Well, not really, but it's gotten to the point where people don't want to talk to people anymore because the people that outsource their call centers have destroyed it, where people just like, you know what, I just want an online experience, just leave me the hell alone. And it's unfortunate, but that, you know, now all the companies like you guys have to play catch up and build these, you know, user-friendly apps and automate these processes that normally would be done manually, right? But since, you know, it just soured it for we see it all every day where some companies just, okay, forget it, I'm going automated.
Yep.
You know, we see it for IT too, right? Where you're not calling a sales rep anymore to order a cloud server, right?
You know, you're logging into your portal and you're clicking four times and you're done. Yeah.
I want this much storage. I want this much compute. Boom. And so it's live. You know, you don't get to, you get to talk to engineers if something's broke. You know?
Right.
Now, from a financial perspective, though, the interesting thing about that is that actually one of the reasons we've become the largest wholesale lender, too, is not only the guys in the technology team, but our level of service is really high. So we have separate areas that are specifically dedicated to supporting brokers who call in, like Pronto is one of the things that we have, and they're basically there to assist. So we're kind of overbuilt in certain ways so that we can close loans faster than anyone else.
So talk to me. I mean, security is always a big topic with us pretty much every week, and we talk about breaches and all that. I mean, you're pretty much holding people's lives, right? They give you all their things, right, from social all the way on down to firstborn kids' social. I mean, so what do you guys have and you know, how do you guys work through that in terms of creating this, you know? You want to talk about being, you know, security is your highest, you know, bit level, based on your level of paranoia, you guys have to be on a 10 out of 10.
Dedicated security team, vigilant, you know, internal training, obviously, for, you know, spam emails and things like that, what to look for. But the firewall filtering, the static security scanning, you know, the ethical hacking that they do to make sure that we don't have holes. Because it is a liability if any of this information gets out. And, I mean, it's probably the biggest asset that we have.
Yeah, we got FortiGate and Palo Alto equipment, and we pretty much keep everything on site or in our disaster recovery center.
Yep.
So we're very, very careful of that data.
And, we, you know, ethical is the one thing. I just had a friend got hit by the Microsoft support calling the house.
Oh, yes.
Did he fall for
it? My mom got that.
He ran them a while until.
Oh, good. I think we should have a day where we educate our parents about the shit that's up on the internet. We should seriously make like June 1st, tell your parents about scams on the internet day. I do.
My dad still calls it Streamline Radio. And so he's listening to the Streamline Radio. You know, all right. I don't even bother correcting at this point. He figured it out how to listen to that station. So I let him have it.
It's like my father-in-law. As far as he's concerned, I build websites. That's what I do. Sure. Okay.
I fix them their computers.
That's exactly what I do.
I heard cats.
So I guess like you mentioned a broker facing app. I mean, like what does, or for the general public that's out there, what should we be aware of when it comes to United, if anything?
Sure. From IT and the apps perspective, or just
from a general line of business. Like, I mean, like I said, I wasn't all that familiar until I started poking around and looking.
I find that out all the time. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, wholesale lending, right? So we're B2B for the most part.
Right.
I know we advertise everywhere. If you go to DTE, you'll see our banners everywhere. If you go to Pistons games, you'll see us there. But like I said, it's basically us helping other businesses get people into mortgages. So we do still have Shore Mortgage, which you guys may have remember the commercials.
Absolutely.
From the 2000s and 90s. That's still a part of us, but it's been pared down because we've seen so much growth here on the wholesale side. So essentially, in IT, we're doing custom apps through everything through that process. So when you take a loan through, it's coming from your account executive who's working with a broker, right? And then they're feeding it to our lending support team who's going to review all those documents through the process before it gets to underwriting, where it gets evaluated for risk. Then after it touches underwriting, it goes to closing, and then eventually it's going to go to post-closing and be resold. So we have applications throughout that process to help out those internal and external customers.
So I would assume, actually, that it's probably to some degree, a risk mitigation factor that you're not dealing with end consumers as much directly.
Sure, sure. And the, you know, the credit scores we kind of take on are pretty high.
Right.
You know, there's no never been subprime.
Excuse me, not
never
a huge
been subprime
yeah.
At United Shore. You can look that. You can fact check that one.
So what do you think, like, I mean, of the mix of people who get mortgages from people like Rocket Mortgage and stuff like that? So how much goes through consolidators like you that are doing, like, bulk wholesale mortgages from, like, these smaller offices?
You know, you're asking me percentages offhand. I don't know the exact market share we have in terms of that. I can tell you of the wholesale market itself, we're at about 7%, and we're the largest. So
that's, I mean, just you personally, your company is 7%.
Yeah.
That's huge. Of,
no, him,
over
Matt.
300.
Yeah, Matt. Just me.
Whoa. Check out the big mortgage on ass.
Yeah. Wow. Turner, so. Sir.
Make it rain.
She's making the money someday.
Well, because when you think about it, it's almost like you don't get to choose who you work with 9 times out of 10, right, when you're calling in these massive call centers. You're getting a 22-year-old that just got done being a bartender, or you're calling on the person in the mid-30s that has 15 years experience and was a finance major. You don't know.
Right.
Right. Sure. And they make it, you know, it's a process that's convoluted.
Well, not only that, but I mean, even when you do find somebody you're happy working with and you go ahead and you close the mortgage and you go ahead and, you know, you buy your house or refi, you get the letter a month or 2 months later, hey, just to let you know, we've passed on the servicing to so and so. Yeah, I didn't want to deal with them. That's why I went with you.
Right. I ordered Verizon, and then now you give me T-Mobile.
Right.
No. I ate McDonald's yesterday. Now you give me Burger King burps? No. Bad analogy.
You
bad
eat
analogy.
And you like.
Exactly.
So is there a career section out on United that people can take a look at and see what kind of positions you got open?
Sure. If you go to unitedshore.com, it's kind of frameworked as a place for people to go to look into our different teams and click through to the career options that are there. So not only are we looking for IT, we're looking for all other areas of the mortgage operations. So, but right now I can tell you offhand, I've got 26 openings.
26.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, how many total people are in your company? What kind of percent growth is it? I'm a percent guy.
Well,
oh, my God. I'm
bringing
asking
all the people. Would you say you brought like 70 wow. people or
something? This year, 44 in IT. Wow. Since I've been there, 127.
That's insane growth.
So 26 all IT?
those numbers are all IT and all me. So no agency help. So it's been growing like crazy. No, you know, for IT, I mean, it's basically right now, if you look at the website, it's all areas that we're growing in. I've got a job in our data warehouse team, which we call data services. On the security networking team, I've got an opening. On our NOC, we've got an opening. On the systems engineering team, we've got an opening.
Just saying, in September, we might know these two guys that run this awesome job fair down at the Majestic in Detroit
on Thursday,
and a third guy who Thursday. DJs Deep House during it.
Yeah, you might want to. You might want to. I can get you their contact information if you need it.
I heard they're pretty nice.
Sure should sponsor their pink slip party.
Whoa!
I'm working on more sponsorships right now. I got to work the marketing team.
And then we also have a. We might know these two guys that run this website that have a job board that's free. So if you need to post any of these openings, I can get you connected with them as well.
I'd love to do that.
not that complicated.
ITandTheD.com/work, is it, or jobs? I forget.
Work.
Get a job.
Oh. Always looking for skilled website .NET developers who know MVC and C#. So
front-end devs, back-end devs. We've heard this story before.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Also, people who know CSS3, HTML5, and JavaScript and jQuery. Well.
Is this your UnitedShore.com? Randy just posted this. UnitedShore.com/B-U-here.
Yeah.
Is this like a Tenacious D reference?
Is he listening right now?
Yeah.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah. No,
thanks,
Randy. Is that like a Tenacious D reference? B-U here?
No, that's our new marketing
Randy's
slogan.
Really cool.
B-U here. So you can be yourself at United.
Be you
Shore.
Here. Oh, exactly. Not be you here.
No, there's no question.
Comma.
There's no question mark either.
I don't know if it's a Yoda
be
thing
here.
Or a be,
here
be you.
Be you here. Exactly.
I know. I read it in Yoda or Tenacious D. Like, I don't.
The culture is absolutely amazing. I love coming to work. I'm almost 2 years in. I love coming to work every day. I don't think there's a day that's gone by that I've hated it. And I hear it from all my coworkers on the floor, all my teammates, that it's just one of the best places that I've ever worked, and I hear the same stories. And that kind of plays into that BU here. You can be yourself.
You'd think we get you know, if someone has a bad reputation out there, we'll hear about it in 5 seconds.
Yep.
Not once have I heard anyone say a bad thing. You know, and there's another mortgage company that, oh, yeah, we've heard plenty.
We hear all the things. Yeah.
But no, honestly, I mean, I guess it's a testament to you. Usually people, when they come to pitch, they'll pitch to us. But, yeah, I haven't heard a thing.
Well, so Matt's my husband. And so I've been to a couple of their, like, larger events. They invite everyone's families to the Birmingham Fair or a couple other events throughout the year. And it's always, honestly, it's been really fun as someone who doesn't work there to be involved.
For sure. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that attracted me to the company is that it's grown so fast over the last few years. I mean, we ran out of parking lot space. We had to buy a new parking lot, buy shuttle vans, and
get a dolly.
And get a dolly, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look into those.
3D bus, yeah.
We had to get the city of Troy to approve an expansion of 500 spaces, and that's been done. And we're just... Our biggest issue now is just running out of space.
Oh, see, then the mascot has to be a llama, because then you can have the Ali Llama.
Oh. 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 Goonga la Goonga. Did you hear? I got to talk about this real quick.
The Fox News reporter, yes.
Was it was it ESPN or was it Fox News?
No, it was Fox.
Oh.
Yeah, big. Was it, you ever play golf?
No, he asked the Dalai Lama if he was a golfer. He was like a big, and he went through the whole, every Caddyshack arms, the Dalai Lama was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever read in my life. Like, so would be me. We would have the Dalai Lama on this show. I'm like, flowing robes, grace,
so
ball,
big hitter?
Striking. Big hitter, the Lama.
Bottom, so what do you think about fart jokes? Come on, fart jokes.
All right, so Matt, how do we find you?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the website, or you guys, honestly, if you're listening to the show, I think you're passionate about IT, probably, hopefully. You can email me directly. My email is M, for Matt, mturner@unitedshore.com. So send me an email, but I go away for 14 days on Friday.
So not after.
So I might get back to you. I might get back to you in mid-July.
Also, the link to submit your resume is on Twitter, unitedshore.com/BE-U-here. So you can submit your resume online or send Matt. Awesome having you guys hang out. Best of luck to you. And look forward to having you on the show in the future. This is we'll be back with Dan from Visit Detroit. This is the IT and the D Show, and we'll be right back.
Appreciate it.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D Show.
ITinTheD.com.
You're listening to a previously recorded episode of The IT and the D Show.
Welcome back, segment 3. This is the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud this week.
This week.
This is the one and only IT and the D Show. We are all the way to episode 149. Can you believe it? Woo! We are broadcasting live in Studio One in Podcast Detroit in Royal Oak, Michigan, right next to the Mexican restaurant that used to be a Pizza Hut. This is Bob, the sales guy.
That closes at 9 o'clock. Who does
that?
And
dumb.
It's delicious.
They're good food. You don't close at 9.
Delicious.
This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. Find us online, itinthed.com. Don't forget, mark your calendars, July 21st, Firebird Tavern, Detroit, Michigan, second floor. All the good things, no cover, no speakers, no anything.
Can I buy some?
Basically, all the things that United just said that they have at their events, we do not have.
can I buy some Cutco knives, please? Because I'm looking for a place.
No. No. And since I've already announced his name 14 times being on being on the United segment, finally, we get to introduce Dan Foco here from the Metro Detroit Visitors Bureau. VisitDetroit.com, #DepictTheD. Dan, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, it's always great to be back.
Good.
Especially when you call me different names.
Is this Matt, you said? No, it's Dan.
This is John. John from Visit Detroit. And
so let's dive right in to that wonderful panel van that you have driving around the city.
I knew you'd love it.
It's called the D-Wagon.
You know what? You're close. It's called D-Rover.
Oh.
Red Rover, Red Rover. Send over D-Rover.
Yeah.
What is this van?
So there's we've got a van. It's a mobile tourism information center.
Is the good candy in the van?
and the puppies.
You gotta find out, Bob.
Your puppy's lost. The good candy's in the van.
Come on over to our van. Take a look. But so it shares all kinds of great information about tourism in Metro Detroit. So we're going to park it at different events. It
was down by the river?
Down by the river, by the bay, where the elephants.
Watermelons
grow. Yeah.
Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, lives inside.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. Dude, totally ruining
it. It's supposed to provide information, you know, about Detroit, like I said. So different events it's going to go to. Arts, Beats, and Eats right here in Royal Oak, right down the street. So
wait, are there like people handing out brochures?
Brochures,
people for
magazines,
like,
giveaways, okay. Things like that. We're doing all kinds of different packages with hotels and attractions, you know, to kind of get people to come to the van. It's like candy, right?
Right, totally. How did Grand Prix end up? Was it a attendance record?
I don't have numbers, but just from being there, it was packed. There were a lot of people. It was great races. They had the trucks racing too, which is a new addition as of last year.
The food trucks?
No, that'd be great. I would love to see food trucks go around the course, handing out hot dogs. No, ooh. But they're race trucks, and they're like pickup trucks with special suspension and tuned engines so that they can go around the course.
Okay.
And then they jump ramps. So depending on where you're at, there's ramps that they actually.
Oh, it's a Red Bull thing, right?
Kind of like that. Okay. Kind of like that. Yeah. So they put different ramps throughout the course, and here you're watching, and they'll just jump like a. Hit the ramp, probably going, 50 or 60, maybe 70 miles per hour. And it's just a truck flying through midair, and it's definitely a fan favorite. They love it.
Does, like, the Dukes of Hazzard horn play as they do this?
No, it goes in slow motion. The guy's like, no, it just goes real slow. And them Duke boys got themselves in a
jam again.
It's basically like that. I mean, you can imagine Dukes of Hazzard's sound in the background, but it's a riot. Let me tell you.
What amazes me about, like, here you have the Grand Prix, and it's like is it 3 months to set up or something, like in a month to take or something?
Well, it
crazy?
Definitely takes a month. There's Penske, off the record, Penske won't let anyone onto the island a month prior because there's that much that goes into setting up for the Grand Prix.
Because I follow the message forums, and there were some complainers.
Here's
the thing. Like, you got Penske, he puts a ton of money into this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a huge event, and it's a global – it's got global reach, and you're going to complain because you can't have a picnic. It's like, come on, man.
It's a little give and take. I mean, you have a world-class event that's here in Detroit. It's on the island of Detroit, which a lot of people don't even know there's an island that's associated with
this. Are there, fancy island cocktails out in the Detroit Island or no?
You go to a chalet, and you can get whatever fancy thing you want.
Ooh.
But there's, like I said, it's a little give and take. So maybe you can't have a picnic in the month of May on Belle Isle, but you can certainly have one in June, July, and August. I mean, there's
I feel like that's
no
the great
there.
Equalizer. You go out to Belle Isle on any summer weekend, and there are just hundreds of people of all different makeups and backgrounds and ethnicities.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Barbecuing the shit out of meat. And that's like the great equalizer in Detroit. I love Belle Isle.
Belle Isle has that piece of American heritage, I guess.
You don't realize how insanely huge that island is until you take your car on it and do a lap.
Until you try to get off it, and after you drop people off there,
you try
to find your way off the damn island.
40 minutes later, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Or until you run the Detroit Marathon around, and you're like, oh, shit, this is the hardest part of the race.
Yeah, that's not going to be a part of my life.
Yeah, no, I'm
you're not doing the marathon this
no.
year?
Will,
you're not training now?
Will there be rabid Dobermans behind me? Because then no.
Until they catch up to you?
You don't want a purple T-shirt, Dave?
No, I'm good.
That island is actually bigger than Central Park in New York.
Wow.
If you'll believe it.
It is.
It is.
Today I learned.
See, and that's one of those economies of scale that people don't understand about the city.
I mean, everyone goes to Central Park. And it's great, but it's actually bigger than Central Park.
Central Park's okay.
During the daytime.
I was an intern in New York. During the daytime, it was okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we went Central Park. We did the bike guy, a Russian guy, you know, that pulls you around. He did not like me after like the.
There's always a guy in New York.
The first 8 feet.
Someone always has a guy in New York.
There's a limit to those.
Hey, big boy, you get off now.
I did not get paid enough for this.
No rickshaw for you.
You paid.
You call a cab.
My estimation skills are poor.
So what else is going on in the city?
So we've got, you know, people love, during the summertime, people love to go to festivals, right? We've got a blog post on festivals. It lists everything happening, you know, in the Metro Detroit area for the summer months, including car festivals, food festivals, art and music festivals, even patriotic and pride festivals.
Dude, and I saw the list you shot across. Who in the ever-living hell named a festival after fish flies?
Oh, I know. That's
like,
crazy.
They are the most, like, they live for what,
there's
a day?
Fish
that's
fly
in New Baltimore.
Festival.
And they are the most annoying freaking things on the planet.
Can you elaborate what?
Yeah, please, please tell
there's
us about
a fish
this.
Fly festival.
Is it called Fish Fly Festival?
It's the Bay Rama.
Bay Rama Fish Fly Festival.
Fish Fly Festival.
Yeah.
Because you got it, because you, your car has no traction on that
what
day at all.
There? What happens
it's like
there?
On the Grand Prix.
No, they sweep them up into huge piles. I've been out there. It's so gross. And yet everyone, it's their day of reckoning because they're reckoning their car spinning out. Have you ever – I spun out my car once on
it. Oh, absolutely. So apparently at the festival, you can expect daily games for the whole family, i.e. Pie eating, watermelon eating, pizza – yeah, but there's a lot of eating
pizza?
That goes on. Contest plus a ping pong ball drop, live music on stage nightly. But still, oh, there's a Bay Rama Queens pageant, so yes. you
in
can be
it.
You can be Miss Fish Fly.
I wonder if she gets a fish fly crown
or necklace.
Will
or
IT necklace. And the D sponsor me to campaign for Miss Fish Fly?
That sounds horrible.
I'll take that as
horribly
a no.
good is what he meant to
I'll
say.
I'll take that as a
it's
no.
just the name. Like it sounds like a fun time, fish but it's
the fish fly.
Nah.
Yeah, Bay Rama fish fly.
You know what? Yeah. It's all that crap. It just there's a beer tent. That's all
exactly.
That's all anyone's going anyway.
That's right. You let the kids hit the rides that they're gonna die on.
Whoever realized that, like, if you put a circus tent in the middle of anywhere and you charge $3 for Bud Light. The people will cram
we'll
into it. It'll, like, yeah, standing room only capacity. And you put a band that plays Leonard Skinner covers that, you know, no one will leave ever.
It's like Perchville up in Taos in February.
Totally.
And they had a beer tent on the lake, on the ice, and it's the same thing. Play kickball out there, and then we just everyone drink beer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
as long
it.
As long as they don't grill on the ice.
Right. So I saw there was a couple of Red Bull events going on.
Yeah, actually.
I was just pulling up the Red Bull Rain event.
Yeah, so it's
I'm picturing white men can't jump.
Well, you know, to each his own. But,
well, we were reminiscing the other day. Gus Mackers are gone, right? Like, we used to play 3-on-3 tournaments when we were in college and all
I
that.
I mean, I haven't heard of them in, you know, around in a while, but...
So Red Bull's
Red
stepping
Bull's
in.
Taking over. They're stepping in. You know, there have been so many Red Bull events that have come to Detroit in the past 2 or 3 years. This is one of them, the Heartlines skateboarding contest, where they bring in skateboarders from around the world in Heart Plaza. And that was last month and then last year at the same time.
I missed the plane one. And that's the coolest
thing.
Nuri, I don't know. Have you ever
Somebody
seen that event?
Was just talking about that on social media.
So it's on the Detroit River, and basically it's little sport planes. Like,
dude, when I was
small,
a GM up in the that was amazing to watch from up there.
So they have like little targets, like circles or like slaloms, and the planes are basically navigating this course
these
on the
like
river.
Regular planes, are they like sporty?
Well, they're little sporty.
How do you navigate a slalom in a plane?
You go left and then you go right, and then you go left again,
and then you go up, then you go down.
Like, and
when I imagine a slalom, it's
like, not a 747. No, it's a small
like
plane,
45 foot. Buoy.
I mean, it's like slalom skiing. You know, they've got these like
go around the buoys,
50-foot banners that they have to go on either the left or the right.
Okay,
and
so
got,
the banners are tall. I was thinking like a cone. I was like, how do they? How does one measure?
Huge. They're bigger
how
than
do
the
you
plane.
Go about. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And they're not on the water.
Bob's,
they're flying.
Bob's giving me so much side eye. It's not even fair. He's like, oh, at least
the boats go on the water. The planes they fly.
What?
The tugboats.
Yeah. So much side eye, I can't even.
So I heard about something crazy. I was listening to XM Radio tonight, and they were talking about some kind of electronic music festival coming to Belle Isle. Is that right?
You know, what was there?
It was Birdhouse Records, and they were talking, one of their DJs was talking about having some kind of electronic music festival. And then he specifically mentioned, he's like, yeah, we're going to be in Brooklyn. We're going to be here. We're going to be there. And then in Detroit at Belle Isle, I'm like, oh, God, what? Now we're in that list. I'm like, that's
you know,
so cool.
More than Movement?
Not Movement.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it. I know Movement has
of
been
course,
around
movement.
For 10 years.
We actually have an official Techno Music Week here in Detroit, thanks to our mayor, Mike Dugan.
Yeah. Yes. He blessed us with that.
So cool.
What was the one on Belle Isle with Metallica?
Metallica. I went to that.
What was the
Orion Fest?
Napster
Fest.
Orion Fest.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So that was on Belle Isle, and obviously those are two different genres, but that was there. I haven't heard anything about the techno one.
I heard some Germans were going to take over the old Dodge main factory and make it into some sort of nightclub like a year ago. Is that still true?
Let's go.
You know, there are so many rumors. Honestly, I don't even know. I can't even keep up.
I remember that story.
I haven't heard that one
yet. Yeah, like Berlin or something. Yep. Aquaman is going to buy a brewery, and that didn't happen. They just want to, you know, they get their name in the paper, and then, we don't feel like it.
I'm not going to do it.
I know there's a lot of similarities between
so and then
Detroit
and
Berlin.
We're a week away from the always entertaining to watch fireworks.
Yes. Got the fireworks, the Ford fireworks that come to Detroit on the third Monday. In June. So this year it's going to be on the 27th. And that's done by the fourth Monday is what I meant to say. Not the third. The fourth Monday.
Why is it always on a Monday?
And why is it never on the 4th of July?
And why is it just making us the Saturday before
the
4th of July?
4th of July is too many things going on. So, you know, we want to get some.
Yeah, we want to light off our own fireworks.
That's right. We want to piss off every dog within a 40-mile radius for as long as we possibly can.
And make my fingertips numb.
But, yeah, that's done by the parade company.
Yeah.
They actually do that. Amazing display. You know, that's always well attended and actually hard to leave once it's done because there's so much traffic.
Right. Well, and then I know it's not the planes, but Quake on the Lake is always a fun one to watch with the boats from hell that every now and then will just
jet boats
flip.
And those are
the hydroplanes you mean?
Yeah, the hydroplanes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to go to those a long time ago. That was crazy.
It's amazing.
Like, no, thanks. I'll just ride around in a fishing boat. Thanks.
Like, yeah. nothing I really necessarily need to be doing on my own, but yeah.
It's like pod racing in Star Wars Episode 1, but you're on a boat. It's like this thing tips over. Your life's a living hell right now. Like,
that's a really accurate description.
I'm going to tell them to use that from now on.
As you should.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Get the geek crowd in.
Right.
And then speaking of geek crowd, one of the other ones that you called out was Maker Faire. It's coming up in July.
Oh, I love Maker Faire. Yes.
Maker Faire is unbelievable. Over at the Henry Ford. And what I've learned is there's – Maker Faires is probably only about maybe six in the nation. And they chose Detroit because of all the tech, the ingenuity, the inventors that we have over here in Detroit.
And also because it's cool right now.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. So they figured, you know, let's have one in Detroit. And it's been going on at Greenfield Village for a while. But
I've never been to the Maker Faire at Henry Ford. What's involved?
It's a combination of just a whole bunch of – it's like – I mean, not scientists, but, you know, people that create things.
There's a lot of people who have, like, patents that they're, like, registering for, and they're showing you, like, their work.
Yeah,
a ton of people who are,
It's like a huge science fair, I guess you could say, with, you know, life-size different things. I know there's a life-size mouse trap over there where people can go into.
And get your neck broken.
Yeah, well, you know, you sign a waiver and then everything's okay.
Sounds amazing.
Nobody wants to
put tall boy cans of PBR on the track.
No, when he said mousetrap, I'm thinking like the wood thing with the cheese on one side and the big metal flap.
Yeah.
Or the board game
for
with
you,
like,
it's
the
a,
net.
It's a
board game.
Oh. They got that. There's usually the past couple of years I think there's been a flame-throwing dragon or a flame-blowing dragon.
Oh yeah, the dragon that they did, I want to say for art prize.
That's right.
The thing that crushes cars?
No, not the monster truck.
Oh.
No.
The one that stands up and breathes fire, not that one?
No.
Oh. The giant mouse trap, I think there's so many 3D printing innovations going on. I remember every time I go, it's like, holy shit, you can make that with 3D printers? It's a super cool event, and it's completely worth the money, and it's so good.
It is I mean, obviously it's outside, but I was going to say standing room only, but it is definitely packed. There's all kinds of people that come over. They travel from all over the place.
You can also get into the museum for that, too, right? Part of your admission includes...
I believe so. You can get into the Henry Ford Museum and then, you know...
Which is never a bad day.
Which is a great museum and a good break from the heat if it's hotter than hell outside.
Oh, my God. I love that museum so much.
Fact?
All right. So I found the thing about the barbecue on Belle Isle. It's the Dirty Bird Barbecue, August 27th and 28th. A two-day festival / carnival / road show from some of the major producers in electronic music out of San Francisco. So,
well, thank you, Neri.
It's super cool.
Yeah, see, I just heard about it on Reddit the other day, and I'm like, another techno festival. One just came up. I'm like, how do you rent Belle Isle? That's one thing I'd never even – is that a thing? Like, I didn't – like, you can rent a picnic bench, but, like, I want to have a festival and rent – The
money, Bob.
I was going to say, given that the state controls it and it's all a whole lease, yeah, I would imagine you can do it, yeah.
So I can't just get in with my sticker on my license plate?
Dollar bill, y'all.
I'm sure if you pull up in the caddy, they'll probably let you in.
This is $20, and it says you get a full plate of authentic barbecue deliciousness each day. And they also have, oh my God, Detroit exclusive t-shirts.
What does that even mean? Can you be honest? What is Detroit exclusive?
It says the word Detroit on it.
It's the same t-shirt they give away everywhere else with like Detroit screen printed
instead of San Francisco or Chicago or Brooklyn.
There's a star over the I and not a circle.
Yeah. Right. It's exclusive. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
It's in gear shifts. It's like so cool.
Right.
But the D is Old English.
Oldie English.
Did you guys know that Buddy's Pizza has been around for 70 years now.
I love their pizza.
Detroit-style pizza, Buddy's.
And the grease is 7 years old in the pans. No, it's a true story.
It's part of the charm.
That's why it tastes good.
It's part of the charm.
I finally went to the original one in Kona.
Finally?
Well, I grew up in Warren. There was one on 13 and Van Dyke. Now I live in Auburn Hills, and there's one there. Yes. I never had to, but when we go to Hamtramck, we eat Polish food. So, like, I didn't really, there wasn't a reason to go to that one.
All right.
Yeah. But we went to the soccer game, Detroit FC game.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh, we're
How
going
was that?
To. Phenomenal. Yeah. The stadium's a bit of a pit, considering they just got like $700,000 and it's like in the middle of a subdivision.
Sure,
parking's all. You know, no, it's a work in progress. You can't sit on half of the stands because they're condemned.
Never mind. Let's just talk about Buddy's.
The game was great. No, it's
yeah, Buddy's. I was surprised. Segue to Buddy's.
Way to be an ambassador of it.
I'm still going. I got season tickets.
Don't depict that part of the D. But I was surprised to see it was 70 years old. Man, Detroit style pizza, and you know, I was reading somewhere they were saying something about. You know, even a lot of Chicago people liking the Detroit-style pizza.
Of course. Yeah, because Chicago's terrible.
If you look at Jets locations across the country, it's insane how many locations there are from New York to the West Coast. And Buddy's is toying with it. I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but like the location on 22 in Hayes and the location in Novi in the Fountain Walk are both models for franchising.
Oh yeah, I've been to that one at 22 and Hayes.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Huh. Nice. But those are the model locations, and they can prove it out.
Yeah.
Right, because obviously to franchise, you have to. I think all the years of data and would it be interesting to go to wherever and there's a Buddy's? You know, are you kidding me?
Man, it would be wonderful.
No doubt.
There are so many supporters online that I see social media. You know,
didn't some New Yorker review Buddy's Pizza and he said it was actually incredible.
Oh, yeah, like I'm sure. I mean, I didn't read it, but I believe it.
Some New Yorker pizza expert.
I mean, it won third place in GQ for the country.
What's with the no delivery, though?
Doesn't the Woodward one deliver?
No.
Oh, they don't.
You got to go
just
pick
take
it up.
Only? Oh. Yeah.
So we order Jets because we're lazy. it's less than a mile from our house.
And I order delivery. Fine.
She orders delivery from the Domino's across the street. You realize we live four blocks away.
So do we. There's a Domino's across the street from here. We told them to deliver. I could have got on my little...
We're literally waiting for them to figure out that they can just walk across.
If I'm ordering Domino's pizza, it's not because I feel great.
We pay $7 to $8 in tip and delivery fees to go
600 yards.
I'm not going.
The app is amazing. The app is the coolest thing ever. It's like Jimmy is prepping your pizza, and now Susie put it in the oven, and now Donnie is taking it across the street to bring it to you.
Detroit Labs outfits my life in many different ways. One of which is Domino's Pizza.
Especially when the blinds are closed and you're sitting on the couch looking at your phone, waiting for your pizza to arrive.
You know who did it too, like.
So I know the one thing we haven't really touched on, though, is all the music stuff that's going on. This is going to be kind of a ridiculous summer for music. I mean, you've got Def Leppard, you've got Guns N' Roses, you've got
a great summer for music. You've got Def Leppard. Just start off with Def Leppard.
I like Def Leppard.
I know
you.
I know of all the big concerts, that's what you lead with.
Are you going to Guns N'
Roses?
Go.
Go.
You're
going
to go. I'm going to Duran Duran.
Oh, you are?
Oh, Duran Duran's another one, yeah.
My birthday.
Sorry.
Man, it is all over the place. I love all the support here. You guys are unbelievable. The music scene is unbelievable this year. From, like you said, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Duran Duran. Who else was on the list? I don't have it in front of me. Neither do you either. People. But
Queen Bee was just here.
George Thorogood.
Ooh.
Snoop Dogg is going to be at DTE.
He might be. I'm not sure.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
When's the last time he's been in concert? It's not. It's been a very long time.
Snoop left to get the I Love the 90s concert.
There's music for every year, for every decade. So, we should have a great attendance.
Weird Al's at Freedom Hill? Come on.
Is he?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Taking my kids.
There's all kinds of things. Yeah, between Freedom Hill and the Palace of Auburn Hills, DTE Energy.
Well, it ties into the Ticketmaster article we didn't talk about. Is Ticketmaster got hammered today.
From what? What happened?
If you bought a ticket from 99 until you get a voucher.
Which is like all of us, right?
Pretty much, and multiple times.
$379 million settlement.
Not enough.
But you get vouchers, and you could use up to 17 at a time. So, it's kind of like when you eat.
No. It's up to 17 in each category.
Oh.
So, if you paid the exorbitant UPS fees, you can get up to 17 of those. If you paid the ridiculous service charges, you can get up to 17 of those.
It's kind of like if you bought the Pringles with Olestra and you get diarrhea, complain. You get a coupon for more Pringles.
With Olestra to give you more diarrhea.
Thank
you.
One, get one free.
BOGO. You got BOGO on toilet paper too, but
I guess Pearl Jam was right about Ticketmaster.
Ah, see?
Well, that was actually a big chunk of the story was Eddie Vedder is just laughing maniacally. Right now.
Sure.
So where do people go to find out all the information about all the stuff that's going on around the area?
You can go to two places, visitdetroit.com, or you can go to our blog at blog.visitdetroit.com. Or, if you're feeling kind of sassy, feel free to email me, socialmedia@visitdetroit.com.
Do you have a hashtag that I could use when posting things on Twitter?
Nuri, we've got a great hashtag. If you're ever in Detroit and you want to show us Detroit through your lens, you can use the hashtag #DepictTheD. Just do it.
Dan, appreciate you hanging out.
Possibly go wrong.
And do it with no shame, too. Just depict it.
Just own it.
Do it.
I thought about Depict the D Rover, too.
Oh, God. If you ever see it,
it's kind of like C-Spot. You see the D Rover?
That's what you need, Spot the Rover or something like that. Yeah, you need to be. Yeah.
Depict the D Rover?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depict
maybe.
The D. I don't know.
Dan, appreciate hanging out. Looking forward to a fun summer in Detroit in the D. We're going to be back segment 4 Royal Rumble. This is the IT in the D show, and we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey guys, it's Timog, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT in the D show.
ITintheD.com.
You're listening to a previously recorded episode of The IT in the D Show.
Welcome back. Segment 4, episode 149. This is The IT in the D Show, and we're broadcasting from Studio 1 here in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. Mm-hmm. Find us online, itinthed.com. And like we said, mark your calendars, July 21st. We will be at the Firebird in Greektown. Awesome bar. We got the whole second floor to ourselves. Just IT networking. We just had it was a quiet event, but it was a good event over at Hamlin Corner. It's kind of summertime and, networking is taking a back seat.
We only had 60 or 70 people there. That's all.
I know, right? But then Ray has to say it was light crowd on Meetup. What's light, right? Would you rather we had 300 people and half of them were insurance people you had to weed through?
Right.
You know, you pick.
So I know we don't have a whole lot to cover, so this will probably be an abbreviated segment for it. But one of the cool stories that came out, I love this, was that Tesla, apparently, their Model S will float and could, in a pinch, be used as a boat.
So
recommend it.
Define in a pinch. Like you're all
call
of a sudden,
Neil right now. We're going to Lake St. Clair.
Do you, like, turn left when the GPS tells you to and you end up in a lake?
And all of a sudden you start following the blue road on your GPS. Who knows? Yeah.
Or the rainbow road for Mario Kart.
Right.
What? So apparently the story was, like, there's this Russian guy, and he was in a tunnel that had flooded. And the video is amazing. They're just basically sitting there. And all of a sudden the guy's like, you know what? F it. I'm going into the water. And drives right through the water, just like a boat, past all the cars and out the other side. And there's, like, crazy cheering and laughing in Russian and stuff. So, and apparently Elon explained this and said it was because the battery compartment and the engine compartment were watertight.
Right.
Which makes sense, right? If you're making an electric car, you should probably not, you know, use more than some electrical tape, right? So I get it. It's awesome.
I just think of James Bond. Which Bond was it where he had the car?
The Spy Who Loved Me.
Submarine.
I see. Why do I think Cannonball Run with the Jackie Chan car? Didn't that go underwater too?
No.
Damn it. Thought it did.
I'll look it up. Great. What was also great this week was SpaceX had some issues with one of their rockets as it was landing. One would usually say that it crashed as it landed.
A normal person would.
A normal would. But Elon Musk, being the visionary who he is, said that it was not a crash, but it was a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. Which is kind of the best euphemism
ever. It's not that
ever.
It blew up in midair.
No, of course not.
That's some good PR, though.
Rapid, unscheduled. Or an RUD for short. I love it. It's kind of great. Anyway. Yeah.
It's all part of the Matrix, right?
Well, and we've always talked about net neutrality, and one of the big rulings that came down that, of course, all the cable companies are looking to appeal already is that high-speed internet is deemed to be a utility and not a luxury anymore. So it should be regulated like power, like water, like all these other utilities.
Like landlines, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of great. It should be – I mean, basically it's been challenged, and it's going to be challenged probably a bunch more times. I see this going to the Supreme Court. But basically went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. on Tuesday and came back and basically said that they can't block or slow delivery of internet content to consumers.
Shouldn't this be 1997 this happening? How is it waited this long?
You would think so. It's taken this long for the cases to wind their way through.
They're finally catching up.
Yes, thank you. Do I get my ISD in line at my house now?
Nobody can get
play
a
T1
to play Quake. God
T1.
Damn it. I'm throwing out of here. Shit. Yeah, and my other favorite story this week was Wayne State has announced some sweeping changes to their curriculum. Apparently now they have subtracted math.
From their general education requirement.
Subtracted math.
So hear me out. When I saw this, it reminded me of me to a T. So I was wow. – no, I was – I took Calc 1 as a junior. And I was done with math, right, as a senior. All right, I took, like, art and marketing and, you know, because I was all credited out. So now I get into college and I'm like, what's the bare-bone math you need? Because I freaking hate it. They're like, you need trig and, like, algebra. And I go, I took that in eighth and ninth grade. I go, sign me up. And I, like, slept through class. So when I saw this thing with Wayne State, I'm like, so I got to, you know, it disallows me from retaking the class I took in eighth grade. Why is that a bad thing?
You know, I think every person who graduates college should be able to do basic math, which includes, I'd say, probably college-level algebra. Basic algebra, like solve 9x equals 27.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I mean, the only time algebra ever comes in handy is when you're doing a barbecue and you got like 8 hot dog buns in a pack, but 10 hot dogs. So you had 4x, 5y, solve for grill.
Buying produce, there's lots of things.
That's very important.
Either that, it's when you have to help your son or daughter with their 8th grade algebra. That's when it comes into play.
But I totally agree that a journalism major should have a different math requirement than like an electrical engineer.
Yeah.
But then I remember all those times of growing up where they're like, Nuri, you want to be a programmer. You're going to need so much math. And how often do I use math in programming for what I do? Zero.
Zero.
Absolutely point zero.
Zero.
Yeah, it's a float. It's not a whole integer.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's the second time I made that joke today. I'm sorry.
It's also math library, so you can import into your project.
Well, when you need to know math, you need to know math, you go to Google. That's what it's there for.
And GitHub, which is what that's there for.
That's what the maths are for.
Stealing people's code, right? And raising his room.
All right, so once around the room, call it a night?
I think so.
Yay.
I think you're done. I'm done. Yeah. We're all done.
Oh, we don't have a show next week, right? Because it's July 4th. Is that right?
So.
Or have we decided we're going to do
next
it?
Next week's not the first.
Yes, it is. Well, no, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So, and actually,
I think we're going to record Tuesday at like 7 o'clock.
Oh, sweet.
Some wacky mayhem ensued. So we'll bring it
on the 5th. Yeah, we'll talk to you about that.
All right.
But hey, this is the ending of episode 149. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Atlassian.
You guys are awesome, seriously.
For supporting the show. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks to Matt, and Matt for hanging out here in the studio
Matt,
with us.
Dan, and Frank, and Italy.
Tim, it's a pleasure.
Tim and George and all the from all the places. But no, we appreciate the guys from United Shore and for Dan from Visit Detroit hanging out with us. Do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. See you next week. Drive careful. Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy. Make the run. Run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, warn the truth. Ohms. 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 Ohms.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet?
No!
Yeah, so now I'm just like doing like stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me. I love this city. I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.
You're listening to a previously recorded episode of The IT and the D Show.